Hello, friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and happy 420! If you have the munchies, you may want to wait before you hear this case. I don't recommend munchies during this time because, now this may be an unpopular opinion, please don't come after me, but I was not a fan of the movie The Hills Have Eyes. I'm sorry, but that movie triggered me in more ways than one. Nevertheless, did you know the movie was based off the story of Sonny Bean? The head of a 45-member clan in Scotland, Sonny Bean allegedly killed and cannibalized over 1,000 victims in the early 16th century. 1,000! But did he even exist? Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at All Things Murder. New episodes on Thursdays. If you haven't seen The Hills Have Eyes, let me give you a little refresher. This grisly film centers around a family who has become stranded in Nevada, and they are hunted and terrorized by a group of inbred mutant people who live in the mountains. In the movie, just as in the story of Sonny Bean, this terrifying brood of cannibals prey on unsuspecting travelers, murdering, eating, and then pickling them in their house. The story of the cannibalistic Sonny Bean has gone on to reach legendary status in his native Scotland. Always want to go to Scotland, average American. Well, tell me about the cannibals. Believed to have lived in a cave with about 50, okay? 50 immediate family members, of course, all born of incest, which is wrong. The Beans were known for robbing, kidnapping, and eventually murdering strangers who they later, you know, dismembered and ate, as one family does. God, this family is just crossing so many lines. Incest, cannibalism, murder. Jesus. Over the course of 25 bloodlusty years, the Beans are said to have cannibalized 1,000 people. The man known as Alexander Sonny Bean was supposedly born in the late 1600s near Edinburgh, Scotland, though very little is actually known about his early life. However, it is believed that he was a tanner by trade. Most accounts agree that he eventually left these trades behind and found a lady friend who they sometimes called Black Angus Douglas in Ayrshire. Now, the newlywed couple setting up their house in Benane Cave by Ballantrae in Ayrshire, Scotland. What a wedding present. Our last episode, we talked about how a woman got a castle as a wedding present. This woman gets a cave. Baby, I got you this sexy cave. I'm gonna say that's a very big downgrade. The Benane Cave had tunnels penetrating the solid rock that extended more than a mile, that also featured several side passages, you know, so they can get in and out, like in the movie. The Bean clan did grow quickly. His wife eventually gave birth to 14 kids. Ladies, do the reminder. Leaving a trade, it was up to him to support his new wife and all these damn kids on the proceeds of robbery. I can't afford to get a job. I've got to rob people. I understand, honey. It's for the family. They would ambush travelers on the lonely narrow roads that would connect to the villages of the area. Then it dawned on Sonny that in order to make sure that these people could never identify him for robbing him, he had to murder him. Great idea, man. Great idea. No. He came up with the bright idea of butchering the bodies to provide a high-protein diet of human meat for him and his wife. The clan was said to hack up the bodies of their victims, quarter them, and then pickle them in their cave. As time went on, the family continued to grow. The cave ended up having 18 grandsons, 14 granddaughters, of course, all born of incest. The Bean clan eventually numbered 45 incestuous people. And all of them had a hankering for human flesh. What does your family like to do? Oh, my family likes to play basketball. What about you? Oh, my family kills and eats people. Like, unfriended. Red flag. Sonnyveen went to orchestrate ambushes with military precision since he had all these people with him, tracking and pouncing upon their victims before then dragging their bodies back to the cave for dinner. A list of missing persons grew by the day, and occasionally some limbs would wash ashore, but the beans were in a cave, so they were undetected. They're not in society. They're not going to school and then coming into a cave to eat people. Instead, local innkeepers became the number one suspects, and they were usually the last people to have seen the missing person in question. Not looking good. Many innkeepers grew fearful of being wrongfully accused of murder, and several of them abandoned their inns for other occupations entirely. Like, hey, did not see them. Please don't kill me. One day, the beans encircled a husband and wife on horseback as they were coming back from a local fair. So they did what they always did. They ambushed the couple from behind. They took down the woman immediately. They gutted her and then gnashed out all of her entrails. So super yucky. Her husband, witnessing this terrible thing, decided to fight back. He barreled over several of them with his horse and pulled out a sword and a pistol until he got away from the murderous freaks. By this time, a group of about 30 other fairgoers had made their way along the same path, and they saw what the beans were doing. They ran, but the fair people already saw them, exposing themselves as cannibalistic cave-dwelling murderers that they were. Talk about a tough time at the fair. Meanwhile, the husband who got away made his way all the way to Glasgow, where he talked to King James VI to do something about these people. Like, hey, my wife and I just got attacked. She died and they ate her. You gonna do something about that, Your Majesty? The king is said to have then had personally led a mob of 400 men. He even had bloodhounds led charge to their cave, where they saw the most unfathomable scene of carnage, severed limbs, hanging bodies, and piles of stolen loot. Like, not only did we find all these dead people, we found the money you stole. Like, can you guys get any worse? Captured without incidents, they were obviously arrested and taken to Leith, Scotland, where they awaited execution. The locals were said to have been so disgusted with the Bean family that they demanded a more painful punishment than mere death. So the locals were like, no hanging here, no chopping off the head. That's too easy for these guys. We gotta play hardball. And boy, did they. As a result, 21 of the Bean women were burned to death. The men were dismembered and then left to bleed out. True story or legend? Besides the story of Bean from 1755, there are no contemporary records to verify Sonny Bean's existence. There are also no records of the missing persons, the various innkeepers forced to abandon their trades, or even of the 400-person manhunt led by the King of Scotland himself. I mean, surely if the king had led a charge of people to murder a cannibalistic family, it would be documented, right? So where did this legend originate? Some historians contend that it was simply an English propaganda tool. Historians believe that the English media often portrayed the Scots as sinister barbarians during the late 17th and early 18th centuries because the Scots were trying to reinstate one of their own to the throne. In an effort to disenfranchise their cause, such stories were passed along. The gruesome story of Alexander Sonny Bean, whether true or not, would nonetheless go to inspire the media for years to come. As I stated earlier, Sonny Bean was the inspiration for The Hills Have Eyes, which a lot of people like, but I am not one of them. If you watch The Hills Have Eyes, you know what scene I'm talking about, okay? You know what scene I'm talking about, and that's why I don't like it. Do you believe the story of Sonny Bean? And that, dear friends, is the legend of Sonny Bean. Thank you all so much for joining me. Happy 420. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare.